Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Game is Big Dumpy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dumpy!
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Tom, you on Team Sober?
I am.
All right. Tom, welcome to the show once again. Okay, you're going to attend one next year, Tom. You're taking the World Series, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, or National Championship?
Super Bowl.
Who's your team?
Steelers.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are playing tonight, Tom.
Yes, they are.
Against Joe Flacco.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, Tom, I'd say I wish you luck, but I can't. Mm-hmm. But you're going to win tonight.
I understand.
We both know that.
You could go back 17 years, and these two quarterbacks could be playing each other.
I know, exactly.
17 years. Easily.
God, that's true. Flacco was, what, 2008? What year was Aaron Rodgers? Because he's, what, 2 years older than Flacco?
Well, he sat behind Favre for a couple years.
Right. Yeah, I can't remember what year he was drafted at this point.
He's kind of crazy.
Yeah. These two guys are playing against each other in a professional football game in 2025.
Aaron Rodgers, 2005.
All right.
He was a Cal Bear, and I believe Mr. Flacco was a Delaware Blue Hen.
He was a Blue Hen. Actually, he was one of the first. It's weird. So the first college game, I watched my brother officiate as a referee. We happened to be on the East Coast. My parents were like, hey, we're here. I'm like, no problem. We'll drive up to Delaware. We saw the Delaware Blue Hens. Didn't matter. There was just this giant dude playing quarterback. And he was schooling the other team. He's throwing the ball 70 yards down the field. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. It was Joe Flacco. Whatever. That was his senior year. The next year, as a Ravens fan, they drafted Joe Flacco. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
I saw this guy play.
It was just, I don't know, it's just a weird
Delaware
thing.
Delaware for years has had a great program in the FCS.
Yeah, then there's more Blue Hens in the NFL than you'd think.
Right, and then the other big school that wears a wing T helmet, like Michigan.
Damn.
Yeah.
You
know, Michigan's famous for their helmet. Yeah. Delaware was their same helmet.
Oh, yeah. Right. I got you.
You say Flacco started at Pitt, Tom?
I think so.
You might be right about that.
I think he did start at Pitt, but he's behind someone. Yeah, then went to, but like I said, it was a step down for him, I believe, at Delaware. Nothing against Delaware, but just watching him play this other team, I'm like, you're not going to stop this guy.
I think Roethlisberger did the same thing. He was like on...
Wasn't he? Yeah.
He was on a big-time school, then transferred to, like, Ohio U.
And just crushed everything
around somebody like that.
Yeah, it's a great call.
Miami.
He redshirted his freshman year at Pitt.
Yep. All right. And now he's still playing in the NFL.
I mean, it's not that uncommon for guys that are really good. You get a D1 scholarship, and then it's like,
you're
go down and play
guy.
D1AA, which now is FCS.
Mm-hmm. All right, here is your question, Tom. In the movie Legally Blonde, what magazine does Elle Woods refer to as the Bible?
Oh, man, never saw it, but I think maybe Mademoiselle.
And you're tracking.
Cosmo.
Right, one of the big three, right? So it was Cosmo.
You guys ever get a little personal time with the Cosmo back in the day?
I have.
Yeah. That might be a little out of your age range.
Yeah, I'm a little on the young side for sticking with magazines.
Yeah, but everything that Cosmo, always like on the cover, you know, like 10 ways to please your man. So even as a dude, you'd open it up like, well, okay, six of these are...
That would work.
Right on point.
Number one, grapefruiting.
All right.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Say it's grapefruiting.
All right, Tom. Your question. Adrenalize, Retroactive, and Songs from the Sparkle Lounge are all albums from what British rock band?
Oh, man, I don't know. The Sex Pistols.
All right, I'll give you a hint, and I think you'll get it. Out of the five members, there are a total of 9 arms.
I couldn't hear you.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. That's not a great... Led Zeppelin.
Def Leppard,
man. They got the one-armed drummer.
Sorry.
Voted the best one-armed drummer in North America for 46th year in a row.
Yeah. He wins that a lot.
A lot. He's crushing
it. He can bench press 300.
Can he?
Yep.
All right, your question. Which sensation can cats not taste?
I'm going to say salt.
Sweet.
Sweet.
But somehow makes sense.
Hmm. Yeah, because they got bitter little hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They do.
Boy, I'm doing poorly today.
That's I wasn't going to bring it up, but yeah, we noticed.
We had a bet. All right, Tom, your question. What plant makes up most of a koala's diet?
Ooh.
Eucalyptus.
There you go. Nice job, Tom.
Fresh breath and littered with chlamydia. It's koalas that get chlamydia, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Game is Big Dumpy, 206-803 Rock.
You can't say it that confidently, then go. And the ones with chlamydia,
well,
right?
I didn't want them to sell koalas, but yeah, chlamydia carriers.
It's a big label to put on it if you're not confident.
He's got fresh breath and chlamydia.
Koalas.
Fresh breath.
Hello, Austin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Oh, Austin, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Austin, welcome to Big Dumpy. Okay, our men's room poll. You're going to attend one next year. Will it be the World Series, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, or a national championship?
It was a tough choice, but I went with the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. Who's your team?
The Packers.
The Packers.
Right. The Packers.
How you feeling about your team this year?
Oh.
Well, I mean,
are they frustrating? Because it seems like they should be just a little bit better than they are.
Yeah. I mean, last week when they played the Browns was horrible.
Okay, Austin, I got to ask you. There's no franchise that I know in football who's had more marquee quarterbacks play for different teams throughout the year. They're latter years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So when you think about Brett Favre, went to the Jets, went to the Vikings, went to all these places, do you still secretly kind of root for the Aaron Rodgers when he bounces around? Or that when you're done, are you done?
As a player, I like him. As a person, not so much.
Okay. Because like tonight, I'm going to root for Joe Flacco.
Me too, but mostly because he's playing the Steelers.
Yeah, that's a fact, but he was a Raven. Yeah. He won a Super Bowl, so like I still want him to do well.
Same. Yeah, Flacco, I'd like to see kind of do
I mean, I think it depends a lot on the person, too.
Right.
Like, you guys like Joe Flacco. Like, everybody likes Joe.
There's nothing to not like about him.
Right. Like, even when Russell Wilson played here, there was a lot of Seahawks fans who didn't really care for him.
Corniest.
So.
Sorry.
So I think it's different. Like, people were like. Now, I will say, I was happy he did so horrible that first year. But once Seahawks got the draft picks, I was like, maybe he'll bounce back. And he just hasn't.
And he hasn't. All right, your question. Who provided the original voice for Hank Hill on King of the Hill?
I'll tell you what.
Damn it, Bobby. Oh,
if those kids could read.
What's that?
Too young for this.
I want to say he's also the creator, right?
Okay.
You'll find this.
Did he create? Yeah, he created Beavis and Butthead. Yeah.
You'll find this person in a courtroom.
Yes.
And something judge?
Yeah, what's the first name? Right there.
Who am I? Austin.
Mel Gibson? No. Nope, that's my guess, though. I don't know.
Oh, sorry.
Mike Judge.
Mike Judge.
I'm Judge.
Okay. I'm Mel Gibson?
Mike, who was talking to you, that's Mike Hawk. He's on the show.
Like, I was going Mike with that one.
Yeah.
That was your answer. There you go.
Whatever, Mel.
All right, sorry. Austin, your question. Actor Boris Karloff was most famous for playing what monster?
Frankenstein.
Okay. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
By the way, one of the misnomers about Frankenstein, he was not actually green. It was a skincare thing that he was doing.
Huh? Oh.
He's wearing a mask. Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Justin, are you sober or not sober?
Sober, just clocking out.
Right.
Nice.
Welcome to Big Dummy, Justin, or Big Dumpy, as it is today. Okay, you're going to attend one next year. World Series, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, or National Championship?
As much as I would love to do the Super Bowl, I'm actually going to go with the Stanley Cup.
Stanley Cup. All right. You a Kraken fan?
Split between Kraken and Canucks, yeah.
Wow. That was a tough night for you the other night.
Oh, yeah. No. Half of my family's from down here. The other half's from Vancouver. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, who did you root for in the game? Or are you kind of like, look, whoever wins is perfect for me? Or did you hope for a tie?
Well, to be honest with you, I like to see the Canucks do good, but I would rather see the Kraken win.
Okay. That makes sense. I got you. All right. Here's your question. What were the names of Roseanne's two daughters on the TV show Roseanne?
Oh, shoot. Million Lily. No idea.
Darlene.
And this is the name of someone who's always peppy.
Selma.
Someone who's always, it does, if in your life, if you met any woman with this name for whatever reason, they always seem upbeat or a lot of fun.
Becca?
Becky. All right. I've just never met a miserable Becky. I feel like if you're miserable, you might go by Rebecca.
I have.
But you've met a miserable Becky?
Sure.
Do I know this Becky?
Maybe.
Okay. All right, your question. How many dots are on a pair of dice? A pair of dice.
How many dots are on a pair of dice? Okay, so one, three, six. Here. Yeah, 1, 3, 6, 10, 15, 21, so 42.
Yep.
Bam. Bam, bam.
Yes, indeed. I'm glad that he did the math.
I did, too. I was counting my fingers. Game is Big Dumpy, 206-803 Rock.
Big Dumpy.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Mike, are you sober or not sober?
Sober, still working.
All right, Mike, welcome to Big Dumpy. Okay, our men's room poll, you're going to attend one, but next year. World Series, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, or National Championship?
Well, you can't afford anything, but I'll pick the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. All right, who's your team?
Patriots.
Patriots. They're not actually playing bad the last couple weeks.
They're really not, man. And you had a good run there for 20 years.
That's correct.
Yeah, I'm not going to. The Patriots could suck for, they'd have to be at least another 20 years for I to feel
just
bad.
Just to
for,
even it out.
Yeah.
Right. Honest to God, man. And as a Ravens fan, they were are undoing pretty much every year.
Yeah.
All right, your question. How many pieces are found in a standard chess set?
Oh, it's 10 by 10 board, 40.
It's an 8 by 8 board, 32.
Right.
Right math with the wrong numbers.
Yep.
All right, your question. What is the name of Google's mobile operating system?
Mobile, would that be Android?
Okay, very good.
Well done.
Game is Big Dumpy, 206-803 Rock.
So how does that work? I thought Android specifically was like their phone brand, right? But it says it's their operating system. So if you go through Google, you're on an Android operating system?
No, just an Android uses a Google, it's made by Google.
Right.
So they just have their operating system is that.
Google, but they call it Android for
correct.
The purposes.
Right.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, I was very confused about that. Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Justin, are you sober or not sober?
Working so sober, but got a men's room IPA in the fridge ready for me.
Nice.
Man, I thought you were going to say, but still drinking at work anyhow.
That's where I thought you were going.
Screw it.
All right, Justin, attend one next year. You're taking the World Series, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, or National Championship?
Stanley Cup, baby.
Okay.
All right. Here's your question. What is the name of the leading female singer in an opera?
The Fat Lady.
Only at the end.
I got no idea.
Any guesses? All right, let me give you a hint.
I know this term?
You definitely heard the term, and we apply this to men that are acting like bitches. So a lot of times you'll have a wide receiver that whines, they don't get thrown the ball enough.
Prima Donna.
Oh. Prima Donna.
Ah,
right. Damn.
Had to be a wide receiver. But
had to be Italian.
All right, your question. Collectively, what is the name given to the first 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution?
Bill of Rights.
Boom.
Yes, indeed.
Nice job. Game is Big Dumpy, 206-803. People are putting on their thinking caps today.
People are on it today.
Yeah, they really are.
They don't seem like easier questions.
It's like 2-2-2-2-1-2.
I know.
Oh, he's thinking in code.
Tom was the dumbest one today, and he's never dumb.
How many did he get?
Like four.
That's not bad. But you're still the dumbest today, Tom. Hello, Kurt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, Hill.
Hola. Kurt, are you sober or not sober?
I am hungover.
Hungover, Kurt.
What'd you get hungover on? What's responsible?
Maker's Mark.
Ooh. That's a brutal one to me, man.
Mm-hmm. All right, Kurt.
All right. We can talk about
one. Oh, hold on.
Once again, Men's Room callers, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
No more F-bombs, Kurt.
Sorry, guys. Sorry.
That's the makers talking.
Are you still drunk, Kurt?
Yeah. Sorry. I'm so apologetic.
No, we get it. We get it.
I just kind of rolled out. I mean, I get it.
Yeah. Oh, that was a confident one. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you guys are so awesome on YouTube now that it just makes a complete difference in the experience of your show.
Really?
I've been listening to you guys for 20 years, ever since you showed up in Seattle, and you guys took over Howard Stern. And is there any way you guys can, like, be on the morning program as well?
No.
God,
no. No.
They do a very good job. We don't do that kind of a show.
Okay, yeah.
And it's too early.
Yeah. Shout of the day at 8 a.m. Okay, that works.
They do all right.
Yeah, I have no interest in doing the morning. Too early for my blood. All right. Here's your question. What type of berry is used to flavor gin?
Juniper berry.
You got it.
It's juicy.
How did I know you would know?
One and done.
All right, before we let you go, true or false question. After President James Garfield was shot in an assassination attempt, he spent the last month of his life being fed through his anus. True or false?
And that is true.
Oh, God, just kill me.
Seriously. So after he got shot, they put him in the hospital, all right? They're trying to bring him back, but he couldn't keep food down. I don't know if this is a medical thing or if the doctor just made this decision, but they kept trying to feed him through his anus. As you'd imagine, it did not work.
Okay.
So he ended up passing, but I...
Speaking of eating through weird places, have you guys seen the commercial where the guy's got the open shirt on and there's
and his mouth is talking?
He's talking in the chest?
Yeah.
Would that make you want to buy that product?
No.
What's it for?
I don't know. It's the creepiest thing in the world. I'm not sure what it is, but it's something I use.
No, because he said he's bitching about something, and he's saying you're not as cool. Is it Verizon, I think? Where Verizon's saying,
and
like,
I use Verizon.
You bring in your phone.
Internet, phone.
And we don't question. And I believe, if I remember this right, so I guess his plastic surgery went wrong or something. But he has no mouth. Let me rephrase it. His mouth is no longer on his face. It's on his chest. But it is talking to this woman behind the counter, like, hey, man, I want a refund or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, yeah, like, we don't do that. He's like, you're not as cool as Verizon. But, yeah, I thought the same thing. Like, this is not appealing.
Who does this appeal to?
I don't know.
What's the demographic?
That's a weird fetish.
Game is Big Dumpy, 206-803, right?
I mean, in theory, it would still taste the same to me, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, everything's the same.
I'm just putting a burger in my chest.
Yes.
I'm going to freak you out, and you're going to buy our product.
Yeah. Right.
Hello, Eric. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
Eric, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Eric. Welcome to Big Dumpy. Okay, attend one next year. World Series, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, or National Championship?
National Championship for my Sounders.
Not a college. NCAA. NCAA.
Oh. NCAA for my Huskies.
All right. Very cool.
It'd still be an MLS cup.
Okay.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. All right, your question. What island is home to nearly all of the world's lemurs?
Oh, well, thank you very much for the opportunity to talk with you guys. It'll be Madagascar.
One and done. Nice job.
Hang on.
Nice
before job. We let you go, 50-50 question. Which download would take up more memory in your computer? The latest Call of Duty game or the entirety of Wikipedia?
Oh, that's a great question.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'll go with Wikipedia.
Believe it or not, the latest Call of Duty game
takes
up more memory than the entirety of Wikipedia.
It's a fat download.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. But hey, it's a lot more fun.
For sure. Yeah. Definitely worth giving up the memory space.
More Big Dummy coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
Every McDonald's Hamburglar ranked. Coming up with the head chef and Ted's Meat and Potatoes on the way at 4:30. In the meantime, the game is Big Dumpy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dumpy!
Hello, Shane. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Shane, sober, not sober?
Sober.
Shane, welcome to Big Dumpy. Or Big Dumpy. Shane, attend one next year. You're taking the World Series, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, or the National Championship?
World Series all day, every day.
Okay, who's your team?
Oh, Mariners.
And we won't speak of that.
Yeah,
right. Not to jinx anything.
Absolutely.
The thing about last night's game, right, we knew they were getting killed, but worked a little bit late. Got out of here about 7:45. But I said, you know what? It's a play because I'm taking the light rail is the point. I'm like, well, I'll beat the crowd because even though they're getting stomped, it's a playoff game. You go into the end. I was wrong. That thing was jam-packed when I got on. There's basically just enough room for me to squeeze into the door. Everyone's in their Mariners gear. And I'm like, and keep in mind, from the time it took me to walk out of here to get to the light rail stop, which is maybe a five-minute walk, the Jays have put up, I believe, another three or four runs from the last, again, end of 5 minutes. But the guy explaining it to me just reeked of beer. And he was so close, man. And I'm just like, look, I'm all about the beer, but the beer breath is.
That's a lot of money to spend to walk out.
God almighty.
I think a lot of people just bought, if you have packages, you just bought all the games.
In that case, okay. Knock yourself out. Fair enough. Yeah. But yeah, I thought I'd beat the crowd. I'm like, I am dead wrong. It was a Mariner train. All right, your question. What did the license plate read on the Ghostbusters vehicle?
Oh. Not sure. Busters?
Not a bad guess.
Something one. Right? My guess was Spectre one.
It was Ecto, like ectoplasm Ecto. One.
Ecto oh, like one. Ecto cooler.
Yes, like Ecto cooler. Yes. All right, your question. Cyanide is often said to have the bitter aroma of what?
Oh, cyanide, bitter aroma. Oh, crud. Bitter aroma. I'm not sure.
Something that a lot of people enjoy eating. Something kind of pouring the palm of your hand and throw them down the gullet.
Bitter.
They make a milk.
I don't know.
It's not eggs.
Almonds. Almonds.
Almonds.
So you should never trust almond milk.
I still think of almonds as really having a scent.
I don't eat. I mean, maybe if it's like almond flavored something.
All right.
Because then there's a scent, but you're right. Like almonds themselves don't have much smell. All right. Your question. What kind of animals are Pinky and the Brain?
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Technically lab mice, but we'll accept mice in this.
Oh, you're being generous today, dude.
I am being generous, yeah.
Game is Big Dumpy, 206-803
Big Dumpy!
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Adam, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right, Adam, welcome to Big Dumpy. Okay, our men's room poll. You're going to attend one, but it's going to be next year. Are you taking the World Series, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, or a national championship?
Stanley Cup.
Stanley Cup, who's your team?
Blackhawks.
The Blackhawks? Man, oh man. I went to a Blackhawks game. That guy you got, it's like 19 years old. He's the fastest person I've ever seen skate.
Really?
Guy's unbelievable.
What's his name?
Can't remember. He's a kid.
Fast.
He looks like he's 12.
They all do now. It's
guy was amazing.
All right, here's.
When was this game you saw?
Last year.
He has to be 20 years old now. Come on. Mm-hmm. All right, what's your question? Your question is, what were the children allergic to in the movie The Others?
Water.
Not a bad guess. Light. Did you see the others, Mike? I know you like the horror movies and all that.
Wait, when now? Sorry.
The others?
The others. No, I've not seen the others.
Okay, I haven't either. I heard it's supposed to be good. I was just asking you because I tend to trust your horror movie opinions.
The others.
Connor Bernard?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bernard, whatever.
Yeah, he is a stud. He's going to be a stud.
And someone here says the Blackhawks kicked ass last night.
All right.
All right, your question. Multiple choice. Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., or Bing Crosby? Who recorded the Ain't That a Kick in the Head song?
Sammy Davis.
Dean Martin.
Ooh, Dean Martin. All right. We're all familiar with the band Green Day because we played them all the frickin' time. So what literary work inspired the Green Day song, Who Wrote Holden Caulfield? From a book. If you read it, you read it in high school.
Kill a Mockingbird.
One of the other ones, Catcher in the Rye.
Oh.
I believe Holden Caulfield, I believe he's the main character, I think.
I always thought that book was about baseball and whiskey.
I know. As a kid, I'm like, that's a weird thing.
Yeah.
All right. Multiple choice. Vanilla, chocolate, cinnamon, or sugar? The country of Sri Lanka produces most of the world's what? Vanilla, chocolate, cinnamon, or sugar?
Vanilla.
I'll say cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon?
Just because I've never heard of a country that does it. It's used in other things. It's used in jerk. It's used in allspice. It's used in a lot of things.
Where is vanilla coming from?
Most of the time, well, traditionally in the Americas, Mexico.
Right. And I'm saying
that's unpollinated. Right. Their vanilla is amazing.
And sugar, yeah, it'd be the Caribbean more than likely. All right.
I'm going to put a little cinnamon on my honey.
There you go. What's her name? All right, your question. What actor played Shoeless Joe Jackson in the movie Field of Dreams and the character Dentwood in the cinematic masterpiece known as Cocaine Bear?
Kevin Costner.
Ah, Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta.
Oh.
I quit smoking, and then I died. You do the math. Shantix.
You didn't name check Goodfellas or Copland.
No. Cocaine Bear, brother. His greatest role.
That's the last role before he died, right?
That was his last role. Jeez. I know. You were in Goodfellas, you go out on Cocaine Bear.
Life comes at you fast.
Your question, what is the capital of Monaco?
I have no idea. I don't even know where Monaco is.
It's on the Mediterranean.
Okay. Istanbul. I don't know.
Any guesses? The capital of Monaco?
It's Monte Carlo, isn't it?
It's Monaco. The capital of Monaco is Monaco. Much like Djibouti. Right.
Okay.
Capital of Djibouti is Djibouti. Capital of Monaco is Monaco. All right. What are deheaded, deveined, and sorted by size in a Latrim machine?
Deheaded,
deveined.
I think deveined is the key. Is
that what I'm thinking about?
That's the key.
Yeah. Right. That's the clue. Deheaded, deveined, and sorted by size.
When you see a vein in one of these, you're like, ew.
Mm-hmm. Because it's not a vein.
It's poop.
Poop shoot.
Oh, shrimp.
Yes. Yeah. Got it. Very good. Very good.
Yeah, it's not a vein.
No,
it's poop trail.
Game is Big Dumpy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dumpy!
Hello, Marty. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Marty, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Marty, what are you doing? Are you drinking a men's room 20th anniversary lager?
No, just C-minus.
C-minus?
C-minus?
Coors Light.
Coors Light.
Oh, Coors Light. All right, Marty, get off speakerphone. In the meantime, our men's room poll. Attend one next year. World Series, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, or a national championship?
National championship.
Okay.
Basketball or football?
Football.
All right. All right, Marty, here is your question. What does TCBY stand for? As in the old yogurt place. So the Y stands for yogurt, but what does TCBY stand for?
A winter.
Thank goodness. Yeah, I don't know.
The country's best.
I thought it was too good to be yogurt.
The country's best yogurt.
There it is.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
I used to love going to TCBY down at College Park, man.
Yeah, there was all the soft serve stuff, and they still had like the sprinkle station and all that.
Right. You could get all the toppings you wanted.
Mm-hmm. And it tasted like ice cream.
Yeah.
I really liked it. And you got it in a foam cup.
You did get it in a foam cup.
Yeah. That was living, Mike.
You can go to Menchie's here.
They got foam cup?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Menchie's is good. You don't need a foam cup.
But it's all about the foam cup, yeah.
Yeah. Well, then after you ate your TCBY, you could use that foam cup for your purple drink.
Okay. I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, old double cup.
Can tell where you were raised. All right. Your question.
I've never had lean in my life.
Where in the human body would you find hydrochloric acid?
Your pancreas.
Your tummy.
The stomach. Which is kind of terrifying when you think about it.
Yeah. And the only thing that's keeping it at bay...
mucus.
Your snot.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to snot.
The snot.
Snot.
Keeping that stuff away from the rest of my organs.
Fill your belly with snot. All right, Marty, your question. What is the rainiest state in the United States?
Florida.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Give
me a second here.
Isn't it like Massachusetts?
Oh, nope. Hawaii.
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 Mm. Ah. Hawaii.
It's just kind of always raining somewhere there.
Right. But we're known for it.
Dump it. Right. We're known for it.
Hawaii's a vacation destination. Oh, my God. Good for you. You're going to Hawaii.
Yeah.
But we're the rainy one.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's only one island that does it. It's basically Kauai.
Yeah.
So Kauai.
Well, New York City gets more rainfall than Seattle.
Yeah.
We just have more grade A's.
That's exactly it. Don't get it confused. We have gloom, not rain.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-mm. Well, I mean, winter here, you know, 6-7.
Well done. All right, your question. What type of fruit juice is used to make a fuzzy navel?
Ooh.
Ted likes himself a fuzzy navel.
Just a good navel.
Peach.
Is it orange?
Fuzzy peach, not a bad guess. It's orange juice.
Yeah. Right.
Like a navel orange?
Is there not peach schnapps in a fuzzy navel?
I believe there's peach schnapps, but it's schnapps.
Schnapp
it.
I'm getting schnapped up tonight.
All right, your question. What are the three main fossil fuels?
Stegosaurus, T-Rex.
Right. Oil, coal. And wood.
So
natural
close.
Gas?
Yep.
Oh.
Oil, coal, and natural gas.
I don't think wood's a fossil fuel, dude.
Nah,
it's because it's not a fossil.
What is natural gas then? I know it's a fossil fuel, but what do we use it for?
What do we use it for?
Yeah, what
to cook and stuff? A lot of people heat their homes with it.
Okay,
I don't know what produces it though.
Right,
like coal and oil. I'm sure scientists know where natural gas comes from. I really don't know.
Right?
Maybe it's like petrified dinosaur farts. And we tap into it, and there it is.
It's just compacted down there?
Yeah, it's just compacted, and then we drill into that. I'm like, whoo!
Well, this isn't much help. It says it's produced primarily through the thermal breakdown of ancient organic matter over millions of years.
Okay, that makes sense.
Trapped, compressed, and transformed over millions of years.
Is it poop?
Could be.
That's probably part of it. Anything organic. Right?
Ancient organic matter over millions of years. Dead plants and animals were buried under layers of sediment. Heat and pressure, immense heat and pressure from the overlying layers transformed this organic matter into a fossil fuel. And the lighter gaseous hydrocarbon naturally migrated upward through the porous rock until it became trapped beneath an impermeable layer of rock or cap rock that we in what are known as geologic formations.
And then we just drill through it and suck it
there
up.
There it is.
All right. Now we all learned something. All right, your question. What pop star sang the theme song to the 2002 James Bond movie Die Another Day?
Yeah.
Female pop star. I personally hate her, but she's been super successful.
Lady Gaga.
Madonna.
Madonna.
Question number seven, Marty.
Question number seven. What part of a building do the trusses support? What part of the building do the trusses support?
The roof.
There you go. Nice job.
The roof.
Nice job.
The roof. The roof is on fire.
Game is Big Dumpy, 206-803
Big Dumpy!
Hello, Garrett. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola.
Hola.
Garrett, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Team sober right now.
Okay, Garrett.
Big Dumper beer fridge.
Oh, do you really?
Yep.
I tried one of those the other night.
Oh, that's an actual Big Dumper beer.
Yeah, Silver City, I think, makes it.
You didn't like it much? Is it a lager, a pilsner, or what are you?
It's yeah, just wasn't my thing.
Okay.
That's all. All right, Garrett.
Silver City does some good beers.
Yeah, they do. Oh, I love the Rich Top Red. Okay, 10-1 next year. World Series, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, or National Championship?
I'm going to go with Stanley Cup for now.
All right, Stanley Cup it is.
You know what? I oddly might take a Stanley Cup just because I don't know. I don't know that I've ever even seen playoff hockey.
I've never seen playoff hockey. And like Miles said earlier, man, NHL hockey is very intense to watch.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun. All right. Your question. How many Infinity Stones was Thanos after in the Avengers movies?
Six.
Good man.
Even I know that.
One done.
Do you know what they were, Ted?
They were pink hearts, orange stars, purple horseshoes, green clovers, blue moons, and red. He did all of this because he just wanted a freaking bowl of Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
That is all my man wanted. Hmm. All right, look, before we let you go, got a 50-50 question for you.
All right.
True or false, both the mood ring and the Thighmaster were co-invented by the same man who also happened to be one of the heirs to the Kraft Food Company.
True.
So, both the mood ring and the Thighmaster, they were co-invented by the same man. He happened to be one of the heirs to the R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company. Believe it or not, because he needed the money. How does that always work?
I don't know.
Like, you're already the heir to the R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Forte. And whether people are smoking or not anymore, like, there's a lot of money there.
Yeah.
So, then you invent the mood ring, which is stupid, but the Thighmaster, which sold like crazy.
Well, both of them probably
did. They're kind of the same thing. They're just, you know, little novelty items that, you know, the mood ring is what it is. The Thighmaster is what it is. They're both little novelties that you can buy to hopefully, you know, just bring a little bit of joy somewhere.
The Thighmaster served a purpose. At least. I don't know if it did what it advertised to do, but I'm saying the mood ring is just like, yeah.
For some, the mood ring served a purpose. You know, you could actually just sit there and monitor, you know. And
what kind of mood am I in?
Right. Okay. It monitors the mood that maybe you don't necessarily know about yourself, what you got going on. You know what I mean?
Might be permanently bad.
Yeah, honey, look, you're horny.
Oh, no. Head Chef is coming up with every McDonald's burger ranked by deliciousness. With Ted's Meat and Potatoes on the way at 4:30. And we've got your emails coming up next in the men's room at KISW.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.